College campuses are not immune to homelessness. We've talked before about homelessness in schools, in public schools, grade schools and middle schools, but it's also a problem on college campuses. And we want to bring in Charles Levesque this morning. He's the president, executive director at DePaul USA. And Chuck, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you very much.
We got your letter on this and wanted to get back to you as quick as possible because it's one of those stories that I don't think a lot of people realize. Tell us about homelessness on college campuses. How significant is it?
Well, Steve, it's a very significant problem, and it's one that's really just beginning to come to light. So here in the office, we refer to two studies, one done by HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Department, that found at least 58,000 college and university students in this country are homeless. And then recently, the University of Wisconsin completed a study, and they surveyed 43,000 students across the country, and they found that 9% of the four-year students self-reported being homeless, and 12% of the community college students reported that they were homeless.
Immediately, I think people will say, hey, wait a second, how is this possible? If they can afford to go to college, how are they homeless?
Right. I think that's exactly the question people ask. And I think the answer is that people can sometimes afford tuition, but they can't afford the living costs. And I think some universities and financial aid packages underestimate the cost of what it takes to live and survive at a university beyond just the room, board, and fees. Also, we see here at DePaul USA students who go through problems. You know, their families break up because of economic issues, or they suffer from mental health problems. So there are a variety of ways that you end up without housing.
How does this impact the student life for those students that are homeless? I would imagine it's pretty difficult to keep focus on grades.
It is, and students who are homeless or even food insecure perform more poorly than their peers who are stable. And here at DePaul USA, we run a program called the DOCS program, where we've actually rented a rectory from the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we've put five formerly homeless DePaul University students into this house. And what we saw immediately in the first quarter that they were in residence was that their grades improved, so they do much better. They were also staying in school. We housed 13 people over the course of the past year, and only one dropped out of the university. So that's a 93% retention rate. 57% of college students in this country graduate. They complete. So we're working with a vulnerable population, but they're staying in school. And Steve, I would also say that it's really inspiring to work with these students because they understand that the university, that DePaul University where they're going to school, is a social escalator that will take them into the middle class. So they're committed to their education. They want to find a way to complete it.
Talk to us a little bit more about the DACS Host Home Program. How does it work, and is this a model for other college campuses, perhaps?
I believe it is a model. We began this program 2.5 years ago. We found that there were students at DePaul University who were homeless or housing insecure, and we first started matching them with families who very generously and graciously opened their homes and said, yeah, I'll take a student for a quarter. And that worked well, but Steve, it's hard both to find families that want to do this or can do this, and it's also hard to find students who are willing to do it because it's an imposition and they don't want to impose on another family. So we did it and it worked and we learned, but then someone gave us an apartment that they were not using. We put a student in there, and this was a student who had lived on the L, had slept on the bench in front of the university library at DePaul, and he absolutely thrived when he had this apartment. And a light went off in our heads, and we determined we had to find a place for students to live independently and on their own. So we rented this rectory in Pilsen, and we put the students in there. We're now launching a capital campaign to buy a house where we can put 4 or 5 more students, and then our goal is to get the data from this and use it to even buy a larger building where we can house maybe up to 20 students, and it could be a collaborative effort between a number of universities. All we're doing really is acting as a very benevolent landlord. So we're willing to take a loss on the building. Students will pay $150 for a room. We require them to work. And then we'll pay the rest of the rent. And I just go out and I raise the rent with my team here by going to foundations and individuals to pay the difference.
Chuck, hang on. We're going to continue our conversation with Chuck Levesque. He's the president and executive director at DePaul USA. We're talking about college campus homelessness. Chuck, you know, I'm kind of curious. We've been talking a lot on this program in the past about the student loan indebtedness of kids today, the cost of college, too. Do those things play into homelessness among students?
I think they do. I think particularly as students leave the university, their debt limits their options and what they can do. I just saw data recently that the average cost of a public four-year university, that's for tuition, board, fees, is $17,000. And for a private four-year university, it's $43,000. So part of what we're trying to do with our program is reduce student indebtedness because we're providing housing at a reduced cost. And we feel that, you know, being able to graduate with limited debt is a gateway to independence. And I think the key thing about homelessness work, and DePaul USA doesn't just work with homeless students. That's our focus here in Chicago. But we're a national organization that works in six states with, you know, homeless people. We have clinics and we have permanent housing, temporary housing. What you want to do is move people where possible to independence. And that's the beauty of this program, I think, in that we can bend the trajectory of these kids' lives by getting them through college. And if they get out of college, they can pursue their professional dreams. They can become engaged community citizens. They can have the life that they've dreamed of. So that's what we're trying to do here.
I know you guys are trying to make a difference and solve this problem. Are there other solutions that we're maybe not seeing here that could be put in place?
I think there's lots of innovations that are bubbling up at universities and colleges across the country. Closely related to the issue of homelessness is hunger. Now universities are creating food pantries, which seems unbelievable to me, but it's meeting a need. Lots of students are food insecure. That means they don't have enough to eat or they're eating less than they should be eating. So these kinds of supports, I think better counseling of students and families regarding financial aid, what it entails and what it pays for is important. And I think another crucial element and something that the private sector can get involved in as well as nonprofits is just providing more affordable accommodations or housing. This isn't just about students, but I read something recently that of all the families, 100 families that might qualify for affordable housing, there are only 33 to 35 units available. So there's just a paucity of affordable housing, not just for students, but for all families. So I think that's really where we have to focus.
You mentioned that part of your job is to go out and raise money to help solve this problem. Lots of corporate leaders perhaps listening to this program this morning. What would your message to them be?
My message would be, come join us in this movement. We're helping to create a class of people that will work for your companies and make you increasingly profitable and successful. And you can do that in a number of ways. If you're personally moved by this call to action and want to host a student, I'll give a phone number out. You can call and we can set up an interview. But we're also having a big fundraiser on June 5th at the Coeur d'Alene Commons on DePaul's campus here in Lincoln Park. And Dr. Gabriel Esteban, the president of the university, is our honorary chair. And we have the Peabody Award-winning journalist Darlene Hill as our MC, and very specially Taylor Bennett, a hip-hop artist from here in Chicago and a philanthropist, will be performing. And our goal, Steve, is to raise money for the program we have, but also to raise the last $100,000 we need to buy the second Docs House so we can open that this fall. So the number to call if you're interested in any of these things is area code 312-362-8873. So that's area 312-362-8873. Or go to our website, give.depauluSA.org/DocsHouseCampaign. And that's Docs, D-A-X.
And we will post this information with the podcast of the show later this morning. Before we let you go, Chuck, I'm guessing, too, there may be people who know homeless students or even some homeless students listening, too. The message to them is that it's all hope is not gone.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of shame associated with this issue. And it took a while for us to get our first students to come forward. But there are people who want to help. DePaul University has been a tremendous partner with us in this program. Faculty members have hosted students. Faculty members have bought clothing for students so they can go to interviews. It's just been wonderful to see the university live out its Vincentian values and come forward to help students. So there's hope.
Where again can we find more information about DePaul USA?
Just Google DePaulUSA.org and you'll find out about our organization. We're headquartered here in Chicago and we're working to end homelessness in six states across the country right now.
All right. Well, Chuck, we appreciate you reaching out to us and being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Steve.
Chuck Levesque is the president and executive director at DePaul USA.